Right now, we'd like to talk with Lance for As the Worm Turns. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good, good.
Good. What have you got going on up there these days?
Well, right now, the main thing I'm doing is planting garlic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are root days.
Oh.
So I'm...
So today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are root days.
Yeah.
So would tomorrow be the absolute best day?
You know, I really don't.
Because it's in the middle?
It's probably the strongest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you put your garlics in there, when you put them into the ground, which way do you put them? Do you put them with that hard, round part at the bottom, or do you have it facing up?
That hard, round thing is actually the bottom. That's where the roots will come out.
Okay.
And that pointed tip is up.
Oh, and that's where the stalk will come up out
yeah.
of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and if you, I'm planting mine about try to get them about 3 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, that way they'll get some roots down, and hopefully with the winter freezing and thawing, they won't pop out of the ground. The deeper you plant them, the better for that. Of course, you can always just mulch the whole patch, and that will stop the freezing. Well, it won't stop the freezing and thawing, but it will stop the heaving and pushing things up out of the ground.
Are you going to mulch them?
No, I'm not doing that. So I'll plant mine deep enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what time next year do you look to harvest them?
July.
And if you plant garlic next spring, what time would you look to harvest that?
Late July.
Hmm.
I do have a spring-planted garlic. Normally, you don't plant garlic in the spring. It's usually done in the fall, but there's a few varieties that can be planted in the spring, and I usually do it March, April. And the thing is, what's nice about if you even plant a little bit is that spring-planted garlic will store till I'm harvesting the garlic the next year.
Is so, that right?
Yeah, it will store. That spring-planted garlic, I won't even start eating it till April.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same variety as the fall-planted?
Oh, no. No, totally different.
You mean it's a different in terms of a soft neck? Or?
It's just totally different in the sense that you plant it in the spring.
Okay.
You know, not in the fall. And it's usually, if you're looking in the varieties, in the catalogs on varieties, it's usually the silver skins. That's the variety. There's porcelains and got hard necks, soft necks, you know, all sorts of different names. But what you'd look for is spring planted or silver skins. Those can be planted in the springtime.
Okay. So what else are you doing?
Let's see. I'm going to start spreading compost on the perennial beds, you know, the raspberries, the flower beds, you know, strawberries, those kind of things. So I'll start systematically doing that. And then the other
so all thing, the perennials you're covering up right now?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the strawberries?
Well, I won't cover it up, but this is when I'll put some I'll top dress right on top of the ground. I won't turn it in compost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the next thing that I'm pretty soon, probably next week, and I'll probably start raking leaves. You end up bringing about eight truckloads of leaves. And I store them for the winter. And I actually mulch my potatoes with them and then make compost with them, too.
In the spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know.
So you're pretty busy up there right now.
Oh, yeah. There's always something. Always something. And just one thing I thought, another thing I just thought of is there's still time to plant cover crops.
Mm-hmm, like your what?
Winter rye. Austrian winter pea, different clovers, vetch, and you can also use winter wheat also. But as the fall progresses, those clovers and peas and stuff probably wouldn't be as good as just planting rye. Rye is really, really pretty hardy.
And you could be planting that now?
Now, into November.
And you'd water it?
You'd water it once, yeah.
Just after you... planted it?
Yeah, just water it once, and because there's plenty of moisture, and nothing's really drying out, or very slowly drying out, yeah.
And it'll grow over the winter?
It will warms up and the soil thaws out, it will grow a little bit. But it will really take off in March and April.
And then you turn it in?
Yeah, you turn it in. And let's see. If you're not going to plant in that area, then go ahead and plant the clovers or vetch or something. But if you still want to plant, you can plant the Austin winter pea or the winter rye. And or you can just mix the two together and plant it that way. Mm-hmm. And you could till that in, and then rye has a tendency to inhibit the germination of small seeds after it's been tilled in, so you have to wait till it breaks down.
Interesting.
Yeah, but also potatoes seem to like to grow in a patch that has a winter rye crop that has been tilled in.
Mm-hmm.
They like that kind of nutrients.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You got anything else for us?
No, I think that's it for today.
That was pretty good, Lance. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking to you again next time.
All right. You guys take care.
Bye, Lance.
Bye.
There he goes. KVNF's own gardener. Anytime you have any questions for Lance, you can go online and post them, or you can call the station here and we'll get them passed along to him and get it across the air.